in this bulletin, New South Wales records 1,405 new cases and 5 further deaths of COVID-19. Victoria records over 300 new cases for the first time in its current outbreak. And in sport, a British teenager progresses to the US Open semi-finals on her debut. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Schools will reopen across New South Wales on October the 25th when Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's assumed 70% of the state's population will be fully vaccinated. And she's revealed lockdown restrictions will ease the Monday after 70% of eligible people are double vaccinated. The announcement comes as New South Wales records 1,405 new cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. The Premier says the state's planned exit from lockdown is conditional.
If there's high rates of disease in a particular locality or a sudden surge or an outbreak, the Doherty report says you have to restrict movement in those communities. It doesn't mean you can't still go and do the things you want to do, but your mobility will be restricted within a particular distance.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 324 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Of those, 107 have been linked to known cases and outbreaks. Over 54,000 tests were carried out yesterday and more than 37,000 vaccines administered. And Queensland has recorded one new case of locally acquired COVID-19. It was detected in the brother of a 4-year-old child from Binley, who tested positive last week. The 10-year-old was in home quarantine, so Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's no risk of the virus spreading in the community. The federal opposition says the government missed an early opportunity to secure Pfizer COVID-19 vaccinations. Emails show the pharmaceutical company made contact with the government in June last year, offering a meeting to discuss a deal. But a meeting did not take place until August, weeks after the US and UK governments reached agreements with the company. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler has told the ABC that Australia could have signed a deal well before November 2020. Let's move to overseas news now, and former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has apologised for the abrupt fall of his government and has denied he fled the country with millions of dollars. Mr Ghani fled the Afghan capital Kabul as Taliban forces reached the outskirts of the city last month. He's posted on Twitter that he left at the urging of his own security team and it was the most difficult decision of his life. He says reports he fled to the United Arab Emirates with millions in cash are false. The British government's reportedly dropped binding Paris Agreement climate change commitments from a trade deal with Australia. Sky News says it's seen a leaked email from a senior cabinet office official that shows British ministers agreed direct references to temperature goals could be omitted to secure the free trade agreement with Australia. The news has outraged environmental groups ahead of next month's climate change summit hosted by the UK. Executive Director of Greenpeace UK, John Swaben, has told Sky News he's stunned.
This is a race to the bottom and it is a disaster. If the government is giving in on these environmental regulations, it is truly shocking and it is truly seismic in terms of the impact that that will have.
Let's go to sport now. And in tennis, British teenager Emma Raducanu has reached the semi-finals of the US Open on her debut. The 18-year-old, who is ranked 150th in the world, beat Tokyo Olympic gold medalist Belinda Bencic in their quarterfinal clash 6-3, 6-4. She joins fellow teenager Canadian Layla Fernandez in the last four. Speaking to ESPN, the teenager was composed.
To have so many young players here doing so well, it just shows how strong the next generation is. And Layla is doing incredibly well. Yeah, she's really nice. She was passing out cupcakes for her 19th birthday yesterday. But yeah, everyone's on their trajectory. So I'm just here taking care of what I can control. And it's my own journey at the end of the day.
Let's take a look at the weather for you around the country at the moment. There's a bit of rain about in Perth where it's 18 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, a top of 25. Wind easing in Melbourne, but a mostly sunny day. It's 24 degrees there. In Hobart, showers developing, 18 degrees. In Canberra, much the same, 19. A sunny 26 in Wollongong. In Sydney, much the same, fine weather in 27. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, mostly sunny in 25 for you. A possible shower, a windy 27 degrees in Cairns. And fine weather in Darwin, where it's 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomalos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis, as well as special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.